Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I had a great time of worship yesterday as we looked at the time to die, as we looked at the crucifixion of Christ and considered our time to die, to die to self, and what that looks like to live for Christ. And throughout this week, we're going to be in our morning devotions broadcast. We're going to be talking and praying about this time of suffering. Not a popular topic by any stretch of the imagination. Suffering is not something we generally look for. We generally don't desire it. We try to avoid it. And yet, God says in this world we will have trouble, that suffering is an aspect of life. In fact, 1 Peter 4, verses 12 and 13 says, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering as though something strange were happening to you, but rejoice that you participate in the sufferings of Christ so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed." Those verses kind of will lay the background for our discussions throughout this week. And today we're going to talk specifically and pray about worthy to suffer and what that looks like, maybe a little bit of what it doesn't look like. Acts 5:41, the apostles left the Sanhedrin rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. And we know in context, and we know by their actions, the name was Jesus. And this idea of worthy of suffering. One of the things that you may notice is if you kind of fly under the radar and don't make a lot of waves in any other cliche that I can think of about being invisible, people kind of leave you alone. It's when you take a stand that people may not like that they lash out. And they question and they accuse and they reject. And many times we live life as followers of Jesus and no one bothers us because, well, we're not doing anything that's noticed to be Christ-like. Or we're surrounded by people that Christ-like behavior is typical. And I think one of the things that people here in the United States have struggled with is the decline in people who view Christ-like behavior as typical. For many of us, we grew up freely speaking about Jesus, about our relationship with Him and the body of Christ, and the things of God's word that were true and applicable to life. His laws, His instructions, His commands. And for the most part, the people around us were in general agreement. And yet, that wasn't always the case. There would be a person here or there that would question why this activity or that activity was to be considered sinful, to be considered wrong, that should not be promoted, let alone participated in. And it has felt like those numbers gradually grew. And we find ourselves more and more hesitant to share our faith, to speak on behalf of Jesus, to be that person who is noticed. And sometimes it's because we don't really know what to say. We've not formulated that answer that Jesus says, that God's word says we ought to be ready to give. But to be worthy of suffering, the apostles were beaten. They were thrown in jail. They were publicly ridiculed by, in this case, the religious leaders. And upon their release, upon their return to the other believers, they were rejoicing that they had been considered worthy to suffer for the sake of Christ. That what they had done, what their life had exhibited, what their words had proclaimed, were enough Christ-like that, well, it got the attention of those that were opposed to Christ. Now, we can pick any topic and say that we're opposed to it. But unless someone knows, they'll leave us alone. You know, I can proclaim in my mind that I'm opposed to four-lane highways. And if I never make a statement of it, if I never make an issue, if I never go around demanding that people not only quit using them, but destroy them because they're a thing of evil, people will let me believe that they're evil. But it's when I start disrupting their life that I find opposition. And in this case, they probably have me committed to some mental institution or something because it seems so crazy. But if I believed in it enough, I would consider those who oppose me, those that brought suffering into my life, as something that was worthy of the cause. And as silly as that may sound, the question is, do we believe in Jesus enough that our conversations about him, our adherence to his commands and instructions and laws, our willingness to invite others, to encourage others, to teach others, will continue regardless of the objections of few or many? Do we consider that relationship to be of such value that it's a privilege to be worthy of taking on some of that ridicule that Christ took on, to identify with his sufferings? We live in this era that seems good at pulling out a separation of church and state card in places that make little sense. And sometimes I understand what they get at. But it seems like they like to pull this blanket over any and every aspect of life if they want to avoid any mention of what God believes and says and teaches through His Word. And because few of us like conflict, we generally back off. And unfortunately, that sometimes leaves those who have an axe to grind to represent Jesus in ways that may or may not be all that Christ-like. Sometimes it's not so much representing Jesus as it is representing themselves in an issue that they think is important. But as we represent Jesus, you discover that the times that the apostles were suffering was generally times that they were doing good to the oppressed. They were healing the lame. They were caring for the poor. They were proclaiming Jesus as Lord, as risen from the dead, as one to be in relationship with in a way that was different. Specifically, different from what the religious leaders had been teaching. And the suffering wasn't about anger. It was about loving people. And many times the suffering was because it wasn't within the early Christians to fight back. It was their desire to love, to serve, to follow the instructions of God's Word, to give their enemy a drink of cold water, to do good to those who persecute them, to be the example that the enemy doesn't think even exist. You see, when we face suffering with a response similar to what we're receiving, it's as if we don't think the suffering is worth it. And when we look at the lives of the apostles and the early Christians in the first century, we discover that they understood the early apostles. The early Christians, many had seen the suffering of Jesus. And they recognized through His death, burial, and resurrection what He had accomplished by His willingness to be obedient in suffering. And I think when we keep that in mind, it helps us, or it ought to help us, to consider the suffering that we may endure as worthy of our faith. Now, there are times, and many times, where we suffer because we're just obnoxious people. We suffer because we poke the bear. We deliberately stir things up in ways designed to get a hateful reaction. And so it's important when we look at this idea of worthy to suffer that we do examine ourselves. We examine with the help of God's Word and His Spirit, we examine our motives. The Bible also says if we suffer because we've done wrong, if we suffer due to our own foolish actions, then we kind of get what we deserve. But if we suffer for doing right, we should consider it as a badge of honor, in a sense. That we have indeed become worthy of joining in the suffering of Christ, so that we too shall join in the glory of Christ. When we become one with Christ, we become one with all of Christ. And we experience in ways that are light compared to what he did. But we experience rejection. We experience hatred. We experience condemnation. And when we choose to live as those that are worthy to suffer, our response ought to be just as Christ-like as his was. We love people. We serve. We don't hold grudges. We continue to lift up Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. It has given us what we need in order to stand firm in the face of any trial. To join in the sufferings of Christ and to consider it an honor to be worthy of that identification. To be called alongside Jesus, not simply in his glory, but in his suffering, in his hardship, to be with him in the midst of it. And God, today I pray that you would help us to examine those times that we do find ourselves suffering for whatever reason. May your Spirit help us to understand if it's something that is because of our actions, something that we've deserved. If so, may we deal with that in a way that is right and good. And Father, may we not create moments of suffering for any reason. To create a pity party for ourselves, or to make it look like we're something that we're not. And Father, may we recognize that for many, the things that we consider to be suffering are indeed those light and momentary trials and troubles that Paul talked about. So Father, as we consider the real suffering that is taking place around the world for people who live and speak for Jesus and are beaten, imprisoned, things that are so severe that they even die. May we recognize how important it is to commit our life to you in such a way that we rejoice when we're worthy. And the worthiness comes not because we're so good, not because we're so righteous, but because of your faithfulness in maintaining us. And that you value us enough, and we value you enough, that we allow nothing to move us from our faith, from our continued doing good, from the way that we speak Jesus, from the way that we live Jesus, from the way that we share Jesus. And so, God, today, as we live life, may we have the courage to love and serve and live and speak in the name of Jesus, regardless of what others think that we ought to do. May Jesus be in our heart and mind and on our lips as we get up each day, as we live each day, as we go to sleep each day. And if there are those that push back, may we not respond in kind to the way they react, but may we continue to love. May we continue to rejoice. May we continue to lift up Jesus in the midst of any suffering. And as we lift Him up, may many be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.